The focus turns back to finalizing a farm bill. Hello and welcome, everyone. With today's Accent on Agriculture, I'm Lee Maddox. Now that we're into the new year, farmers across the country are hoping it's sooner rather than later that the Senate and House Conference Committee can agree on a new farm bill that the president can sign. Jonna Miller has more.
Congress won't be back in session until later this month, but that doesn't mean nothing is happening with the farm bill.
Certainly staff are working on the differences between the House and the Senate version of the farm bill and trying to limit those to the really big issues for when the members come back. We're talking about one bill that's 1,600 pages and another bill that's 500 pages, so obviously there's a lot of differences in those bills.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher believes payment limits will be a big issue.
We've heard a lot over the last few years about Scottie Pippen and his getting funds, and we thought we resolved that in the 2002 bill, but in essence we didn't, because he wasn't getting farm program payments, he was getting conservation payments. And so there's a lot of people now saying, well, if it's good to limit farm program payments, it's also good to limit conservation payments.
And when will Congress wrap up farm bill work?
We hope that we can have this bill wrapped up by March. Certainly we'd like to have it done even sooner than that, but we've come a long ways. The president is still saying possibly he would veto this bill, so we've got a lot of work left to do, but I think this is a priority to get this done by this spring.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, there are several differences in the two farm bills, and funding for the various programs is uncertain. Mary Kay Thatcher explains where the funding is likely to go in the final version.
Conservation funding in both the House and the Senate bill is going to go up somewhere in the range of $4 to $5 billion over the next 5 years, so a pretty healthy increase. And you're going to get somewhere in the range of $1 billion or $2 billion for fruit and vegetable producers. The real losers in this are the commodity type programs: corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. We're looking at about a $1 to $4 billion reduction in spending, depending on whether you look at the House or the Senate version.
Still a lot of work left on the 2007 Farm Bill. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.